This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
Welcome back, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Hour 2 is now upon us. Richard Battle joining us, as he does most every Wednesday. Richard, how are you today?
Good afternoon, John. We're doing great. Thank you so much for having us.
Is it hot in Dallas yet?
Well, it is hot, but nothing like when the pizza oven shows up.
Okay, all right. So as it's coming, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
All right, and those of you listening, if you want to know more about Richard, go to richardbattle.com. All of his writings are there, many, many books, and some of those you can actually buy. His last one especially, you can buy for really for teenagers that are now coming out of high school, going into college. It'd be a great book for them as well. But today, Richard, signs that one is addicted to party power and allergic to the truth. Let's get into it.
Well, and I made a list up, and there's been two since I sent this to you Monday, two additions that we could make
okay.
to the list. But what's interesting, people, the first three I'll run through is people saying the border's secure and thinking it is just because they say it. The economy's fine, and government is better at raising children than parents. So we can tackle those first.
None of which are true, of course. I mean, we can go in reverse. Government is never better at raising children than parents are. And you know, I know that's a broad stroke. I know there's some unfit parents out there, Richard, and if there's folks listening that you don't know that. No, I'm not talking about those. But individually speaking, Richard, the majority of parents know how to handle their kids much better than government does.
Well, yes, and what's interesting is it wasn't that long ago that parents had to drive to school and sign a release form before teachers could give them two aspirin.
Right.
And now teachers are standing up and telling parents it's none of their business what books are in the library.
Yeah.
And if they want to have gender-affirming treatment
right.
for a kid who's not old enough to figure out their own bedtime.
That's right. In fact, in a lot of cases, as you know, Richard, those same teachers are not even aiding in some of what's going on. They are encouraging a lot of what's going on. In other words, it's the teacher that is starting a lot of this nonsense that's in their head, and that's where it's coming from in the first place.
Well, yes, and they're trying to make people feel guilty for who they are and make them feel like they can wave a wand and become whoever they want to be.
Economy is fine. Richard, that one really baffles me, because I don't know how anybody could look around and see what inflation is and what's going on, not only, you know, what's happened at the gas pump, but the fact that, you know, the news continues to get worse and worse by the day. You know, me being in the auto world, the average price of a new car now approaching $50,000. It's really becoming only the rich that can afford new cars, not the average American. I mean, you look at those things, how could you say the economy is fine?
Well, yes, and inflation's one thing that people, just in the fast food line, you can see that prices have almost doubled
right.
on a hamburger, fries, and a drink meal in the last year or two. But mortgage rates are up, and they talk about employment being full, but I think those numbers don't measure U6, and we still have, which is the number of people who are unemployed but have given up on even looking for work, and those numbers are much higher than they were before the pandemic, and I think more realistic than the numbers that they use in the monthly figures.
Border secure is kind of our last one here, and good grief, after Title 24 ended and you start, or Title 42 ended, and you start looking at what's going on at the border, the amount of individuals that were stacked up there prior to that actually ending what was it, last Thursday night, I want to say, you know, you look at the amount of people that were out there that were stacked up waiting. No, Richard, it's not secure.
No, it's not. And thankfully, Texas and Florida's helping and some other states are helping. But we're putting bodies on the border and turning people away. But the other thing the Fed's doing, they're counting people who are encountered. It's not total people. And so the gotaways and people that we don't even detect are higher now as well. Mm. And so the total numbers coming in are higher. And, of course, the feds have put more resources on the border to process paperwork and to fly people off the border into the interior of the country so that people don't see them.
Saw a video where not only all of that, Richard, but the court dates for a lot of these individuals. One of the videos I saw were giving them phones, and a lot of their court dates won't be until 2025.
Well, I've heard it 2027 and into the 2030s.
Okay.
And what's interesting is that these phones, supposedly, you can't check the internet or get email. And so if it's only for being able to get court dates in your immigration process, most of those people are going to be filling those.
Why bother giving it to them? That's a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Exactly.
They're not going to use it. To your point, they're not going to, you know, they're either going to figure out a way to jailbreak that thing and use it elsewhere, or it'll just be in the trash.
Exactly.
All right. So let's get into the that's, because there's a whole list of those as well. So we did the thes. About the that's?
Well, the that's. That more electric demand and less electric supply will work. And so we're running a parallel course, forcing people into electric vehicles and other things, and at the same time, we're depleting our electric supply capability faster than we're bringing on any kind of replacement. And we have grid problems now that we've never had in our lifetimes. Just wait another year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The next one, which this one baffles me, I talk about it a lot. In fact, I may get into this a little bit more today if I have time, and that's climate change is the biggest national security threat we have. Nothing could be more hogwash than that, Richard.
Well, and to prove it, the president, I think on Monday when he was speaking at a college commencement, said that the biggest national security threat was white supremacy.
Right.
And he was saying it everywhere he went, and so it just shows how convenient it is to change the national security threat at the political convenience.
Yep. Talk about genders. We did a moment ago, but this plays into it as well.
Well, I think people thinking they can change genders with drugs and surgeries. Hmm. And I saw a meme yesterday that said, if I say I identify, it means I pretend. And so we're enabling abnormal behavior and people pretending to be things that they can. And as I told someone on a program a couple of years ago, I can pretend to be a 37-year-old black woman, but that doesn't make me one.
Right, exactly. No, and frustrating because we've got, you know, states like Colorado, for example, where you now, if you're 18 or 19 years of age, you can't buy a gun. You've got to wait till you're 21, which that will probably get shot down because that goes against the Constitution. There's a judge recently that even said that about another law in another state. But at the end of the day, what we're saying, Richard, is it's okay for kids to not own guns until they're 21, but they can change their genders prior to that and not even have parental permission.
Well, yes, that just shows the idiocy, and they can't buy alcohol or sign a car loan or any other important decision, but yet they can make a lifetime decision to change gender.
The next one, really, again, this one chaps my hide. We're talking about the, you know, the debt raising, the ceiling, and all of this. We can print an infinite supply of money, but still have to pay taxes. That one, if you believe that, you know, I guess you believe in the fairy, your fairy godmother as well, I guess, Richard.
Well, that's what makes it so interesting, because when they want to print infinite money to use for Ukraine and other things, they say it's not important, and the deficit and the debt's not important, but yet we still have to pay taxes. Well, if it's not important and you can just print money, we should never have to pay taxes.
Exactly. Exactly. Of course, we know that, you know, yes, we have to pay taxes, and we don't have an infinite supply of money, and eventually there's going to be a collision there, as you know.
Absolutely.
The next one, the DSG, or, you know, whatever they call it now, the diversity, equity, and inclusion. I mean, there's all sorts of acronyms for that, but the ESG, I should say. The reality is that doesn't work either.
Well, it doesn't work, and it's being perpetuated in all our colleges. So many business places are just totally focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion. in the spirit of that, opening opportunity and things of that nature, I think, are good and important. But the DEI movement is totally Marxist and will discourage people that don't fit into the right categories for trying things, because you can't get a job and you can't get grants and other things if you don't fit into those categories, because it's basically a reverse discrimination.
Yep. Good point. Good point. Now, we just talked about infinite money. We also have infinite money to give to other countries, not for our vets, which, by the way, really need it, not for, in the case of our elderly, and, of course, we definitely can't spend money on border defense.
Well, yes. Can you remember a couple of years ago when President Trump wanted $5 billion for the border wall, and he was excoriated because it was so much money and a waste? Now we're sending tens of billions of dollars to the Ukraine with no accountability whatsoever.
That's right. That's right.
And historically, they've been one of the most corrupt countries in the world. And I'm certainly no fan of Russia, but it's just kind of interesting to me how easily we're throwing money over there.
I kind of wish that when he was asked that in his CNN town hall, Donald Trump, when asked, who do you want to win? I think my answer, by the way, I think he answered it correctly. I'm tired of the bloodshed. We need to end that. But I wish he would have said something along the lines of, well, what I really want to see is us have more border security. I asked for $6 billion. We've spent roughly $300 billion on Ukraine. What do we have to show for that? And yet we've got a porous open border to the south, because we wouldn't spend the $6 billion I asked for. I wish he'd have said that.
Well, yes, and there are other borders around the world that we're defending, such as South Korea.
Yep.
That
Syria. I mean, I go down the list, Richard. There's several of them we're spending billions of dollars on, but yet won't do it here.
That's exactly correct.
Unbelievable. This one always comes up, and this is one that I just don't understand the mental capacity of those that are really in the cult. And that's what Andy and I are starting to call it. It's the cult of the left, and that is that crimes are committed by weapons rather than the people behind the weapon.
Well, yes, and of course the Armalite rifle 15 is the culprit of the day, and I was on a show with some people a little bit left of you the other day, and all they wanted to do was get me to admit I didn't want to get shot with an AR-15. And, of course, I said I didn't want to get shot with anything. But it's interesting that they want these gun laws and they want to make that punitive, and it will not stop crime and it will not stop gun violence whatsoever, because there's too many other choices.
Well, and the reality is, this is where the non-gun folks don't understand. If I had my choice between a .223 or a .45 ACP, give me the .223, Richard. I'm liable to live from it more so than I will the .45.
Well, yes, and distance and situation may have some influence on that, too.
That's exactly right. I mean, but bottom line, I mean, this is just where the narrative of the other side continues to come out, and it's just wrong.
Yes, and the thing I try to point out is, in every situation, especially recently, the crime was stopped when a good guy with a gun, civilian or police, showed up and shot the person and put him down.
Which, these other two that you've got here, when it comes to, folks getting angry, they're questioned, they get angry, they can't have open dialogue, the trigger of a word is more harmful than the weapon. I mean, the reality is those two go together.
Yes, they do, and they move toward what the eventual result of all this will be. And we saw it in the Soviet Union. They pitched communism, they got their revolution, they sold people on how it worked. And after 70 years, people got fed up with the lies, and the only way that they could continue it was with force, until the people finally overwhelmed the force, and the Berlin Wall and everything came down. And that's where the lies are going here. If people stand up early enough, we won't have to do that. But at some point, they will have to use force to enforce the lies if enough people stop believing them.
Good one. Signs one is addicted to party power and allergic to the truth. Richard, again, appreciate you very much. RichardBattle.com is the place to go. As always, Richard, appreciate you.
My pleasure. God bless America.
God bless you, Richard. Thanks. Have a great evening. Up next, we have got Roof Savers of Colorado. And, yeah, a lot of you have been affected by the hail. It's been very widespread. Literally most of the places that I'm talking to right now, hail has affected you. If you want your roof inspected, do not call the adjuster. Do not call your agent. Call Dave Hart instead from Roof Savers of Colorado, 303-710-6916.
Winter is nearing its end, but the threats to your roof's integrity are not. Warmer temperatures mean melting snow and spring rains. Don't wait until there's water inside your home to act. Be proactive today by calling Roof Savers Colorado. Here at Roof Savers, we try to save every client from the expense of a costly replacement without compromising the performance of your roof. This 100% plant-based product gives you the new roof performance without new roof costs. For any roofs that do not qualify for the treatment, we work with your insurance so you can get the replacement you need. With over 20-plus years of roofing experience, we believe in helping you determine the right solution for your situation and through every season. Call today to schedule your free roof inspection. Call us at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916. Or go to roofsaversco.com today to ensure your roof can keep unwanted leaks away.
All right, affordable interest mortgage, Kurt Rogers. If you have a question on your mortgage, he's been my broker now for a very long time, 8-9 years. Give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500.
With everyone wanting more of your money, from eggs to gas to taxes, how do you keep more of what you've earned? Call 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we can show you how to pay less interest on your home, have access to your equity for 30 years, and be prepared for unexpected expenses or emergencies. The market has changed. You now have more buying authority whether you want to purchase with a rate in the threes on a 3-2-1 buy-down, or refinance and pay less interest on your home faster with the Asset Manager Mortgage. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we've been serving Coloradans for over 20 years. Government agencies continue to raise the cost of financing, whether to purchase or refinance. Let us show you how not to pay these increased fees with loan programs designed to pay less interest and put you in control of your equity. If you want to purchase a home with the rates in the threes, or you want to have access to your equity, call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. In these difficult times, you can still save. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. And MLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
All right, up next, Premier Home Remodels. Don't forget about their discount they have in May. If there's something you've been thinking about remodeling but just haven't gotten to it, and maybe it was because you just didn't know who to call, we have the place. It's Premier Home Remodels. Again, 15% off the month of May, 720-619-8773.
Premier Home Remodels will help you create a more livable, functional space while adding great value to your home. Through room additions, remodels, or creating outdoor living spaces, Premier Home Remodels are the experts. They can make your current home suit your family not only now, but for the future as well. Let Premier help design your dream home remodel so you can create lasting memories with your family. Remodeling your home makes financial sense right now. So why not bring your home up to date with Premier Home Remodels? You can't go wrong with investing in your own home, especially with 15% off remodels in the month of May. Premier employs trusted, licensed, and insured contractors to protect you, the homeowner, and ease the entire process of your dream remodel. So get your dream started with Premier Home Remodels. Go to klzradio.com/remodel to get 15% off your remodeling project when you call this month of May. That's klzradio.com/remodel.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, this may be a topic I come back to at a later time, but there is a pilot program kicking off in Golden whereby they're allowing their workers, government workers, 4-day, 32-hour work week. They're hoping it improves retention and employee well-being. No reduced pay, Charlie. Same exact pay you had before. They're just letting you work 8 hours less. So it's a 32-hour work week. The trial begins in July and will run till the end of the year. So they're doing a six-month trial. And frankly, utter nonsense, in my opinion. Golden, Colorado, you guys are total knuckleheads. These are our tax dollars being spent for you guys to essentially waste it, and I'm not getting my money's worth. That's how I see this. Organizations around the world, including governments, have seen important benefits from adopting a 4-day work week. Yeah, 4-10s, not 4-8s. This is ridiculous. This Golden City Manager, which you guys already know my feelings on city managers, I despise them. If a city council is doing its job like it's supposed to be, its elected job, it shouldn't have a city manager. That's a cop-out. City councils hire city managers because they're weak. They don't want the responsibility. They want the city manager to handle all of that. I despise city managers. Sorry if you are one listening. Don't care. I despise your job. Not you, but your job. You're not needed. And this is a bad, bad, bad idea. I don't care that they don't want to work 40 hours. I can't remember the last 40-hour week I've worked in my entire career. Even today, I put in more than 40 hours. I don't get this. This is just a bunch of nonsense. Are we becoming that weak that we have to work a 32-hour work week to get by? Oh, my word. This is just absolutely ridiculous. The city partnered with a nonprofit, the 4-Day Week Global, to develop and evaluate the program. I can evaluate it today. This is nonsense. Put me in charge. This is just an absolute atrocity, as far as I'm concerned. Dave Willihan, the CEO of that organization, 4-Day Week Global, said frontline workers, which I hate that name as well, have been placed under significant pressure over the last few years. Suck it up, Buttercup. It's the job you signed up for. And I do not feel sorry for you at all. Oh, this stuff just chaps my hide. What are we doing? Golden, Colorado, this is a bunch of garbage. Again, this is probably a topic I will come back to because it's just utter nonsense that we're going to do this, and this will spread, mind you. Golden will try it, and then someone else will try it. Wheat Ridge will try it, or Aurora will try it, or any other stupid city out there will try it with a dumb city manager. Sorry, but they are. This has undoubtedly led to higher levels of burnout. Oh, my word, you've got to be kidding me. Eroding of their personal well-being. Again, you signed up for the job. I didn't. If you don't like it, go do something else. Well, you can't sack groceries at King Soopers anymore because there's no sacks. There's no bags. So I guess you can't do that for a living anymore. You'd have to go find something else. You guys get where I'm going with this. If this is too much for you, then do something else. But you know what? Stop your whining. Now, I don't know who petitioned for this 4-day, 8-hour workday, but this is utter, utter nonsense. And yeah, that's in my backyard. That Golden, Colorado's in my backyard, basically. A bunch of nonsense. The community's invited to learn more about the program at a listening session. Not a talking and listening, you know, going back and forth, but you just get to listen session. In other words, they're doing this. May 22nd at 5:30 p.m. I won't be able to make that because I'll be here talking to you guys, but this, I'm already giving you my opinion. It's utter nonsense. In Golden, Colorado, suck it up. Make your people work the 40-hour week they should be and move on. Bruce Simmons, he is our reverse mortgage specialist. Whatever you need when it comes to a reverse mortgage, Bruce is there for you. Is it right for everyone? No, Bruce will tell you that it's not, but for a lot, it is. And if it works for you, he'll tell you. 303-467-7821.
A reverse mortgage is not the impossibility you once thought, if you're properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage expert, Bruce Simmons, can uniquely provide the expertise and advice that you need to eliminate your mortgage payment and do what you've always doubted could be done, give you more cash flow. Of course, you still need to pay your own property taxes and insurance, but eliminating your principal and interest payment will allow you to live a more financially comfortable lifestyle in your retirement. By calling Bruce to help you get this going now, you can move forward before additional rate increases take effect, and he can always help you go back and get more money when interest rates start to ease. Don't assume. Call the expert we trust for real and honest advice about your reverse mortgage. Call Bruce Simmons today at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Golden Eagle Financial, folks. Anything you need, Al's on, again, his own program on Wednesdays from 2 to 2:30. If you need financial advice, which we all do, give Al a call. 303-744-1128.
You're tired of being rushed into everything these days, especially financial decisions. Retirement shouldn't be something you plan while you're in line for coffee. It takes careful consideration. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial takes time with you. He gets to know you and walks in your shoes to ensure you have the most comprehensive personal plan possible. Al will learn everything he can about you, your goals, and where you've been. He will also print all of your policy and account paperwork on actual paper. Al believes that retirement planning and life insurance are things that should be taken seriously, not scanned quickly and signed. And he knows the process, so he'll be able to keep you on track and away from pitfalls and bad ideas. No matter what your retirement situation is, you deserve to see the whole picture. So contact Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money.
All right, Gino's Auto Service, and it is actually Steve, the owner's, birthday today. So, Steve, if you're listening, happy birthday. Thanks for all you do for us here at Rush to Reason and Drive Radio as well. I appreciate you very much. Steve's a great friend, and you will be taken very good care of when you go to Gino's Auto Service. 303-794-6700. Find him online at ginosautoservice.com, and Gino's is with a J.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton is celebrating 40 years in business. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA brake purchase of $250 or more. Have you had your brakes checked recently? At Geno's, we recommend checking them every 5,000 miles. Stop in this month and we'll check your brakes for free. Should you need brakes, now is the time to take advantage of Geno's anniversary NAPA brake special. For 40 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, we back up our work with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Geno's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Now, back to Rush to Reason. Brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, we are back. Got a couple of special guests joining us right now that we've had on before, by the way, and had a lot of fun last time they were on. Linda and Charlie Bloom, you guys are, I would say, marriage and relationship experts. The book that came out in February, End to Arguing, 101 Valuable Lessons for All Relationships. Linda, ladies first, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
I'm so glad to be back. We had some fun last time.
We really did. Charlie, you as well, had a blast the last time you guys were on, and I really enjoyed it, so I'm glad you're back today.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for inviting us back.
You're very welcome. So, okay, last time we were on, it's been a while back, so there's going to be some folks today that didn't even hear you guys that were on the last time. So, Linda, tell us again. I always ask authors. I know you've answered this before, but one more time, why the book? Why did you guys write it?
Well, you know, we've been couples counselors for four decades plus, and we just interface with so many couples who struggle about their differences, and they get overheated, and they get...
Well, you mean everybody doesn't always agree, Linda?
Yes! So much fire, and barking, and fireworks, and heartache. And Charlie and I are a couple of recovered hotheads, and
okay.
Back in the day, we used to fight like that, too, but we've learned a lot over the years. And we are trying our best to save people some trouble, save people some heartache, and give them some very practical tips of things that they can do so that they can stifle their anger and they don't have to act it out and cause harm to themselves and other people.
Awesome. Charlie, question for you, and we didn't talk about this last time you were on, but does this apply to all relationships or just marriages?
All relationships. That's why we put the word all in the subtitle.
Mm.
101 Valuable Lessons for All Relationships. Most of the people who read relationship books do read them in terms of looking for advice or some suggestions about romantic partnerships. But there's a lot of things that really all relationships are important. All relationships have needs, and it's not just romantic long-term partnerships that we really need to know how to deal with.
Okay, last time you were on, this is one thing we talked about, and Charlie, thank you, because I agree. I think this applies to any and all relationships, although the person that you live with day-to-day typically is the one you sometimes struggle the most to get along with, and that sounds the opposite and sort of counterintuitive, if you would, but it is the reality of how things work. And Linda, last time you were on, we went through many things that we'll probably cover some of these again, but the one thing I don't remember doing last time you were on is the 8 steps to address unfinished business, which to me is probably one of the biggest things that comes up in relationships. The, well, ever since, you know, Mr. Ever Since shows up, and, well, ever since XYZ, this is what's been happening. That raises its ugly head a lot, doesn't it?
It sure does. And, you know, it accumulates over time. So, you know, in the early part of the relationship, there are not too many things that are incomplete, but they can really mount up, particularly with the couples who are conflict avoidant, and there are a lot of them out there. And so there are many steps to admit that there's something that's still bothering you. You haven't been able to clear it. It's festering. It's nagging at you. You can't really let it go. And to tell the truth about that, to approach your partner and to tell them, I have something laying heavy on my heart, and I really wish that you would hear me out about this, and to try to be as responsible and respectful and not blaming, critical about telling them what hurts, what frightens you, what upsets you, what's still sticking there. And one of the steps is to realize how much energy and well-being and the trust is deteriorating and the emotional intimacy, and sexual intimacy too for that matter, is deteriorating, and the cost of avoiding dealing with the difficulties. And one of the steps is acknowledging the benefits when we have understanding about these differences, then we are going to up-level in the relationship. And one of the parts that's really important in the steps is to repair. If we feel like we've done anything that caused harm, that we apologize, make a sincere apology. If we feel that we've been harmed, we might want to ask for an apology from our partner, not demand, and to offer forgiveness to the person who may have slighted us, ignored us, misinterpreted something that we said, had tone in their voice. And these are all really important ways to get complete, maybe not resolved once and for all, but at least the energy lightens up. And so there's not things clogging up the channel between us. So there's free-flowing energy going between the two people.
Okay, makes total sense. Charlie, last time you were on, we did talk about this, but I want to, you know, talk a little bit more about it because we didn't really have enough time last time you were on to really get into the details, and that is the timeout. And I think, by the way, I listened to that, took heed to that, and I know that now, you know, no matter what relationship it might be, to where things may not be going exactly the way I think they should. And by the way, that's me, not the other partner thinking that. But, you know, I've learned after talking to you guys in February that, you know, sometimes it's just best to sort of drop it, leave it alone, have a little time out. But I will tell you, Charlie, that's easier said than done.
Yeah, tell me about that. Yeah, I know that. And I also know that timeouts are enormously underutilized.
Yes.
They were used more frequently by people, and if they were used earlier on in the discussion, it wouldn't be an argument. Because when we get to that place where our best efforts are not only not helping, but they're actually making it worse, then that's an indicator that it's time to take a break.
Yeah.
And taking a break can help you to kind of reset your thermostat.
Yeah. Well, and what I kind of, in my own mind kind of liken it to. Again, you guys know me. I'm an automotive guy. That's the world I lived in, fixed cars forever and ever. And I will tell you that there were times where you would get so frustrated at times trying to fix something. And by the way, it doesn't have to be a car. It could be anything that you're trying to repair. And you're frustrated. Things aren't going well. And I know for me, sometimes it was like, okay, I just have to walk away from this thing for 15 minutes or half an hour or whatever the case may be. I need to go do something else, clear my mind, come back, take a fresh look at it. And typically when you did that, you came back and did exactly that, took a fresh look at things and had a different approach. I'm guessing, Charlie, in relationships, it's very much the same way, right?
It's identical. It's a perfect analogy that you just made, John. And I can't even... there's so many times in my life when I would hit one of those places and I would just kind of like a dog gnawing on a bone, I couldn't let go of it until I just couldn't keep trying anymore. And in exhaustion or frustration, I would just let it go because I couldn't do it anymore. And a funny thing happened when I let it go, not maybe instantly, but in a few minutes, that clarity that came to me enabled me to see something that I hadn't seen I was busy trying to figure it out.
Yep. Yeah, and in relationships, sometimes what's happening is you start looking at the mirror realizing, maybe it's not the other person, maybe it's me.
Yeah.
Linda, you're laughing because you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean, and they can start to look like a demon, and we can start to, you know... attribute to them that they're out to harm us and dominate us and get their way at our expense. And when you take that break, you settle down and you start to see things more clearly. It's really important how you take the break, and we always recommend to couples that they make the agreement when they're calm, cool, and collected.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can call on it when the time comes and either person can break. But you mustn't slam the door and storm off and stamp your feet, you know? That you do it in a respectful way, and you come back as soon as possible. You need Zoom. But that reptilian brain that was only operative, that only knows fight, flight, and freeze, it settles down. And then you can get your neocortex working for you, that very evolved part of the brain that's in the front that can see all kind of creative possibilities.
Mm. Good point.
Well, they're not an angel, but they're not a devil. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all a mixed bag.
And that's right.
Work this out as long as we're calm.
For those of you listening, again, this is Linda and Charlie Bloom. They are experts in this world, and no, I am not. The website is bloomwork.com, B-L-O-O-M, work.com. Last question. Linda, I'm going to throw this to you. Charlie, you can chime in after she's done. And we didn't get into this last time. It's not even in my notes, but it's just something that I've been sort of thinking through. I know there's people out there where there's a relationship, and they're doing their best to make things work, but maybe there's a issue with an outside force, i.e. drugs, alcohol, something along those lines, where it's affecting that relationship, or even some of the things we've just got done mentioning just don't work because that other influence is changing that other person, and you're really not even talking to the person that you initially, you know, fell in love with or had a relationship with. And by the way, this could be family members, kids, you name it. It doesn't just have to be, you know, a spouse or a loved one in that manner. But Linda, if there's other outside forces that are affecting things, how do folks deal with that?
I'm so glad that you asked, because there is a lot of drug and alcohol addiction around. There's, you know, gambling addictions and sex addictions.
Right.
These have priority status in the addict's life.
Okay.
And their relationships have secondary status. And as long as they're relegated to a low level of status, the relationship is not going to be able to thrive. In fact, the addictions untreated can become deal breakers. There aren't a lot of deal breakers in relationship, but if a person doesn't want to get help for their addictions, that can turn into a deal breaker.
Okay.
And, you know, it's not necessarily a terrible thing for a relationship to break up over these kinds of addictive issues. That may be just the thing that is
true.
The bottom for the addict.
True.
It
true.
Is so painful. The loss of a very significant relationship will shake them to the core where they find. will go for help.
Charlie, you can chime in on that as well. And these are not easy things for people to deal with. And that's where you guys, you know, really can come into play. You're professionals. You know how to deal with these things and can give one-on-one advice. And frankly, I am just not, I'm a car guy. I am not equipped for that end of things and have never really had to deal with those sorts of things in my life. Thankfully, I've not had to go down that path. But Charlie, if you're that person where you're thinking, yeah, I'd love to make this work, but I can't get that other person to admit that they even have an addiction in the first place, what do they do, Charlie?
Well, the first thing that they've got to do is to tell the truth to themselves about
good
this
point.
Situation being unworkable. As long as this person, as long as my partner continues to be possessed, I mean that word literally.
Yes.
By this compulsive activity or practice or habit that they have gotten into. And sometimes when the addict, whatever the addiction is, it doesn't make any difference,
right,
realizes that his or her partner is really serious about this, that when they say, you know, I can't put up with this anymore, they mean it. They, you have to get to a point where you're really willing to let go of the relationship itself if your partner refuses to acknowledge and get treatment for their issue. And that's something that a lot of people are just unwilling to do. I mean, you're unwilling to really take that kind of a stand.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I love you, but I cannot continue to tolerate this condition in our relationship. And sometimes that is enough for the other person to realize, oh, geez, I really could.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Good point.
But if they don't, then you may have to really take that step.
Okay.
You know, it's not an easy situation to be in.
Great advice from both of you. I appreciate it again. I look forward to it. We'll have you back again in the future. Linda, Charlie Bloom, it's bloomwork.com. And you know, again, thank you guys so much for your time. I appreciate it very much. Valuable insight, and I'm grateful to having you on.
Well, thank you for having us, John. We enjoyed it.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening, guys. Appreciate it very much. That's Linda and Charlie Bloom. Again, bloomwork.com is where you can find them and the book, End to Arguing, 101 Valuable Lessons for All Relationships. Hi-Fi Plumbing is next, and speaking of not having frustration, sometimes that plumbing end of things can give you really a lot of frustration. Let High Five take that frustration away. 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
You know it's been too long since someone inspected and flushed your water heater. Sitting on the problem will only make it worse. High Five helps you understand that when you don't get water heater flushes annually, it will affect your performance. And if you wait too long, it can spell disaster with a costly water heater replacement. Failing to flush your water heater can lead to problems such as poor water quality, clogs, decreased efficiency, and more. And a water heater that is not flushed yearly can last up to 5 years less than one that is properly maintained. In many cases, failing to do the maintenance on the heater can even void your warranty. If you're putting it off because of time, rest assured that High Five's technicians can get in, explain the issues, flush the tank, and be gone in under an hour in most cases. KLZ listeners get $50 off a water heater flush, $200 off a tanked water heater, or $500 off a tankless. So go ahead and call High Five for that at 1-877-WE-HIGH-FIVE or go to klzradio.com/plumbing.
Call High Five.
Don't forget the May special, $300 off a quiet, cool system from Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Find them at klzradio.com or call them direct, 720-526-0231.
Your quiet, cool, whole house fan uses 90% less energy than running an air conditioner and saves you money on your energy bill, making it a win for your wallet and for the environment. Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air is your source for quiet, cool technology. During the summer, an air conditioner costs you a fortune. You can pull heat out of your home and enjoy a summer breeze indoors with a quiet, cool, whole house fan and let your AC run far less. The U.S. Department of Energy calls the technology the most cost-efficient way to cool your home. So don't sweat your way through this summer or pay a fortune to run your AC. Get your whole house fan installed with Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air. When you mention that you heard this ad on KLZ, you save $300 on a quiet, cool, whole house fan installation. Go to klzradio.com/absolute or call 720-526-0231 to schedule your installation today.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical, Heating, and Air.
All right, Chess, Colorado Heritage Education School System for short, and we appreciate them so much being a partner with us when it comes to having an alternative to the public school education system. Find them at coloradoheritage.org.
With the school year coming to a close, you're concerned your student did not receive the education they needed or what you expected. Colorado Heritage Education School System, or CHESS, passionately cares about your child's education and progress, ensuring your son or daughter learns in a positive environment. CHESS offers over 20 high school classes to homeschooling families so you can customize your students' education to their unique goals. Don't let the woke public schools take away from the experience of going to school as a kid. CHESS offers a Christian, conservative K-12 brick-and-mortar environment for learning the essentials and more. Their high school diploma program gives your student a homeschooling education with a private school degree. The dedicated staff will guide you in establishing a solid plan for graduation with their high school diploma program. Give your children the right education by going to coloradoheritage.org to schedule an interview with the principal. That's coloradoheritage.org.
Small business owners, are you aware of the Employee Retention Credit or ERC tax credit that can give you up to $26,000 back to your business? This is not a loan and not earmarked for any specific purpose. And part of the beauty of this is that you can do what you want with that money. Mark Zelenka will help you navigate through the complicated process of claiming the ERC tax credit. If your business was in operation during 2020 and 2021 and has at least 5 W-2 employees, you might qualify for the credit. Even if you were told that you don't qualify for the program or received a PPP loan, there's still a good chance you might be eligible for the ERC. In fact, many of Mark's current clients were initially told they didn't qualify, but they did. Do not miss out on this opportunity to save money for your business. Call Mark Zelenka now and claim your ERC tax credit. Call 303-748-8315 or go to mybusinessrefund.com.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
Yes, and that last ad, I've been running those, by the way, in place of what you would normally hear from me on my coaching ads because I believe enough in what Mark's doing there, and I've actually encouraged a lot of my business owners that I consult with to do exactly that program. Some of you are thinking, okay, that makes no sense to me. How does that work and so on? Mark can explain it all. I don't really, you know, have the time or right now to do that as a show, but Mark can explain how all that works. It's legit. There's no hanky panky there. There's nothing that is, you know, unlawful or, you know, incorrect in what's going on. It literally is, in a lot of ways, an extension of what was going on with the PPP program. And if you employed people all the way through COVID and you kept your business going, there is funds available to help you as a business, with which right now, given everything that's going on business-wise and our climate, I would highly suggest you call Mark. So if you need anything along those lines, please let me know. But Mark is your guy. Joe, what's going on?
John, in addition to that 32-hour work week proposal, did you read the article I sent you last week about the teachers' union is pushing for 4-day school work?
Oh yeah, school. Yeah, which again, because of parents, is really going to, you know, be, you know, good luck on letting that one fly.
Well, actually, John, it will. It's already, in fact, it's already being implemented. And here's what's happening: who controls most school boards?
The unions.
The unions. So this is being pushed by the American Federation of Teachers. Now, despite the fact that study after study has said it's bad for students, their retention goes down because the 4-day school week means longer school days. Well, teenagers, John, there's a half a dozen studies that says, you know, after about 6 or 7 hours, their retention goes downhill quickly. And 3 days off, you know, trying to pick up where they left off. But if the unions want it, the unions are going to get it. And I think Denver is one of those places that's already experimenting with a four-day school week. So parents, if you hear that your school board is considering it, fight like hell, because it's good for the teachers, it's terrible for the students. Don't let your school board...
It's awful. I mean, it's just like I was talking about with Golden. It's just not going to work, period.
Right. And by the way, Walmart is hiring almost everywhere. They're paying $17.50 an hour plus benefits. So if they don't want to work for Golden, go to work
somewhere else. Exactly. Yeah, my sacking example wasn't very good, Joe, because you can't do that anymore here because there's no sacks.
No, but the Walmart, if you want to, by the way, Walmart near me, they've had a sandwich board up in the lobby, and this is overnight shelf stock. You don't even need a high school education to put soup on a shelf, John. I mean, it's literally overnight shelf stocking, $17.50 an hour, plus paid vacation, plus medical insurance, plus 401k plan for putting $17.50 an hour to put soup cans on a shelf.
Okay, so if they're looking for something to do, there you go, right, Joe?
You got it.
All right, man. Appreciate you very much, as always, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good one. All right, American National Insurance is next. My good friend Paul Leuenberger, again, I'm stealing this from Andy. He told you this last Friday, and I'm going to steal it from him. If you want to meet with somebody face-to-face and really go over what's going on in your world insurance-wise, Paul's your guy. Don't go online. Don't shop there. Just call my good friend Paul Leuenberger, American National Insurance, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason.
All right, speaking of King Soopers, this may be another topic I come back to probably next week. I've got a pretty busy day tomorrow, so I doubt if I'll get to it today. But King Soopers has fired, or they did fire, this has been a few months ago, 5 workers for stopping a shoplifter. Yes, they saw this individual shoplifting. They stopped him. They called the police and so on. And essentially were fired for doing that, which, King Soopers, shame on you. They are doing what they should be doing for their job, saving the rest of us money, by the way, because anytime there's shrinkage in a store, which is what shoplifting causes, is shrinkage, it costs all of us more money. So, King Soopers, shame on you. That's not the way this should work. They didn't harm anybody. Nobody's life was at risk. I saw the video on it. Bottom line, shame on you for doing this. And they've got a wrongful termination suit, which, by the way, I hope they win, because you should not have done this in the first place. You should have commended them for doing a good job in stopping a shoplifter. We'll be back. Hour number 3 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.